we decided to do a tasting of California olive oils. Now, olives didn't have a good year in Europe, but California oils are doing very well. They may not be as familiar to us as Italian and Spanish oils, but I think they should be. So, first of all, there's a couple of things. How do you taste an olive oil? Well, it helps to know what determines taste. And there are, of course, many factors. For instance, how fast the olives go from the tree to pressing, because if they start to oxidize, the oil suffers. But there are two things you don't often hear about. The kind of olive, and that's often mentioned on the bottle. They go from the fruity, nearly sweet Abbaccina to the peppery, even bitter Frontoio olive. And then, how ripe is the olive when it's picked? That determines a lot about what the oil is going to taste like. Green or unripe fruit, it's going to be brighter and tartar. And ripe, well, that's going to be buttery, kind of soft, maybe even dull. Now, you taste olive oils with water, never bread. That's how people sell the oils. Okay, now, I've got one oil right here. And the first thing you do is I'm covering the glass with my hand to hold in the fragrance, and I'm going to swirl the oil. This is going to kind of open up the fragrance. And then I partially uncover the oil, and I put my nose down into the cup, and I sniff. Oh, my. Okay, first of all, it smells like olive oil. But secondly, there's sort of a flowery, fruity overtone. Almost smells a little bit like tomatoes. Interesting. Okay, the next thing that you're going to do is slurp it. That is, take it in your mouth, draw some air over it, and that opens up the flavors. Okay, here we go. Oh, boy. Then you swallow, and you wait for the aftertaste. And this is called coffee, as in you want to cough. Wow, this is a peppery, aggressive oil. This is great on bitter greens. Okay, let's go to number two. I've got six oils here, by the way, all different colors. Okay, next one. I'm going to swirl with it covered. Uncover. Oh, this smells like fresh cut grass. Very gentle. Very buttery. That aftertaste, you wait a few moments for that. It's still catching in my throat. Still a suggestion of pepper, but very mellow. Okay, now, a little water to clear the palate. And then number three. Cover it, swirl it. Very subtle fragrance. So on it went. I tasted my way through all six oils, and I'm ready to commit. Now, I have to say, all six of these oils are way above average. And this is personal preference, but I'd say if I had to pick only one, it would be number six. The aroma has a sweetness to it, and then you get this bitter overtone of artichoke. Okay, the winner is number six. And it's Katz's Organic Chef's Pick. And this is produced in California's Susung Valley. And they refer to it as a Tuscan blend. Now, usually that means it's a Frontoio olive and a Lecchino olive, and it has that peppery, kind of bitter edge. But in this case, the oil has that sweet fragrance, which means it would be really great with very delicate things. You could put it over grilled salmon, for instance, and it would be wonderful. And then it has that artichoke bitterness and a little bit of pepper at the end. And that would mean it's great with more assertive things. So, and by the way, talk about a tomato oil. This is a tomato oil. So, Katz's Organic Chef's Pick. But you can get information on all of these beautiful oils. Just go to the website, splendidtable.org.